Valley Focus is a public affairs presentation of Hubbard Broadcasting LLC, serving the greater Phoenix community and its surrounding areas.
Good morning. Welcome back to Valley Focus. I'm Valerie Moore, and my guest this time is Brian Lemke, the president of the White Mountain Road Club, the promoter of the Valley of the Sun race coming up this weekend, a guy with lots of stuff going on to tell us about. Hello, good morning, and welcome in.
Good morning. Hello. It's great to be here.
So I asked you what your role was in all this, and we're getting settled, and you said you're the big guy, you're the big kahuna, you're kind of in charge of the whole thing here. So tell me how this happened, how it came to be, and what your role is.
Well, the Valley, this is the 23rd annual Valley of the Sun stage race, John Early Memorial. So there were a lot of people before me that were promoting the race. I've been involved in it for about 20 years now and probably promoting it for the last 10 years at least. So yeah, we have a great team that works together to, I don't do it all myself. We have a small team that works together to make this race happen.
Let's start out with the date of it.
It is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's a 3-day stage race. United States Cycling Federation promoted bike race. So it's 3 days, Friday, February 13th through Sunday, February 15th.
So it's coming up in about 2 weeks, and there's still plenty of time to get involved, is there not?
Yes, you can. There's opportunities for anyone to get involved. You can actually race it if you're interested. Registration closes in about a week, so you still have another week to register. You can volunteer if you're interested in doing that. We're looking for people to volunteer as well, to help promote the race. We take care of our volunteers. You get a t-shirt and you get food for the duration of the period that you're volunteering. So we're also looking for host houses for racers that are coming from out of state. This is one of the biggest stage races in the nation. And so we get a lot of racers from out of state up north that love our Arizona weather in February. And so they come to the Valley of the Sun.
It's certainly the perfect time of year to come to a race here in Arizona. I know we've got lots of things coming in, car shows and everything else. So you're kind of another one of the cluster of events that draw people in. And it's just a nice thing to have this time of year for an event, as you said, for people from other states who can't quite get underway yet in the manner they'd like to. They can come here and get right underway.
Right, exactly. You know, a lot of people from Colorado, just the northern states, travel down to Arizona for this race.
Tell me the details of the race itself.
So, as I said, it's a 3-day stage race. So Friday, the 13th, we're out in Buckeye, Arizona on Sun Valley Parkway for the Landis Cycler Trek time trial. The time trial has varying distances, but it is typically, it's approximately 14 miles, I believe, time trial. And so that's a time trial is a race where riders go off individually every 30 seconds, and there's no drafting allowed in the time trial. And so that's
what does that mean?
Race. Well, okay, so bike racing is usually you think of a pack riding around in a formation, a tightly knit pack. Well, a time trial is more of an individual event, kind of more like a triathlon where you have people riding really, really expensive, fun bikes that are really fast and aerodynamic. And so
they're on their own. They're loners.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, people catch each other and stuff like that, but you just can't draft off another person. So that's the Friday stage. So that starts at 9 a.m. The first riders are off at 9 a.m. on Friday, and we usually wind up about 4. And so we have, you know, riders going off throughout the day, different age groups and different ability levels.
So anyone, generally, if they love riding, can get in this event in some fashion or form.
Yes, definitely. We have 23 total categories this year.
Wow.
So it's everyone from juniors from 9 years old up until some masters that are, you know, 60 or 70 years old. We have professionals, professional men, professional women that come out to the race. We have a few teams signed up already. So we're really excited about that. And so, yes, we have there's all levels and abilities are welcome.
So that's Friday. What happens Saturday?
Saturday is the road race down in Casa Grande, Arizona. It's a 16-mile loop with a small climb in it. And once again, you know, we're the racers. So that's a road race where it's a mass start event where people are starting with groups their own age or their own ability. And it's, like I said, a 16-mile loop. distances vary from the young kids that do just one lap to the professional riders that do 90 miles.
So does everyone start at the same time, or is this a timed thing?
No, everyone does not start at the same time. You start with your group. So, I mean, everyone within your group starts at the same time, but there are races throughout the day that we have different time starting times for.
So it's the same course, but a lot of different races going on throughout the day on the same course. And they kind of, do they ever cross each other?
Yeah, sometimes packs come up on each other. We have a lot of officials on the course to make sure that it's safe. A lot of DPS officers and corner marshals are out there patrolling things and making sure that the rider safety is the number one issue with the road race. And so in the event that groups overlap, the officials are in charge of making sure that happens safely.
So how long does it take a good rider to do the course?
Well, the professionals, they'll do 90 miles in probably 4 hours.
Wow.
Maybe a little less than four
wow.
hours. I mean, these guys get, you know, they, some of them get paid to ride their bikes, and so that's what they do
yeah.
all the time. And so they can average, you know, a pack will average between 25 and 30 miles an hour.
That's
for
crazy.
4 hours.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, some of them are
it's
really
amazing.
Good.
So that's Saturday. Now, when the races start early in the morning, I'm sure, and then go until what time in the day, roughly?
Yes, we have two different waves. And so there's a morning wave, and we call it the afternoon wave, but it starts at 11:30. So the morning wave starts at 8, and then the afternoon wave starts at 11:30. And so we have, you know, the different groups are divided up based on ability again and the distance that each one is racing. And so the races are going on throughout the day.
And then Sunday, what happens?
Sunday is the excitement. That's when, and Sunday is also the best spectator opportunity available. We have the Criterium in downtown Phoenix. And so it's around by Wesley Bowen Plaza and the state capitol. So that's 17th Avenue and Jefferson, pretty much. That's where the start finish is anyway. And so and Sunday we start again at about 7:30 in the morning with the junior races. And then it's a Criterium, so it's a 1 mile figure eight course that the racers are racing on. And so it gives spectators a lot of opportunities to actually see the racers come by, because they'll be doing multiple laps around this course.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very exciting. When in the afternoons, when the professional riders take to the road, I mean, you can get a pack of 100. And if you're standing on the inside of a corner, you can actually feel the ground moving underneath your
oh
feet. And it's just a bike that's going by. But it is amazing when, you know, you can get up close and really tight with the racers that are on the course. You have to stay off the course, obviously.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's quite an experience if you have not seen a bike race before.
That's fun. That's Valentine's Day weekend, so it's a kind of a family-friendly event. You could at least bring the whole family and watch, or if your kids are 9 and over, you could get them involved in the race. So something for everyone, and I think it's always nice on a kind of a holiday weekend to have something fun going on, and then you can go out and celebrate dinner Saturday night, maybe Valentine's Day night after with your family in between the events maybe. So I think it's a nice weekend to bring this to Phoenix.
Yes, definitely, and if you have kids that are under 9, or actually 12 and under, we also have a kids bike race and a kids bike rodeo on Sunday. And so that is something that we've been doing for every year. We have the Phoenix Police Department, along with the Safe Kids Coalition of Maricopa County, does a bike safety clinic, and that's from 11 to 1:30 and down once again down at Jefferson and 17th Avenue. And then kids throughout the day can register for the kids' bike race. And so the kids get to actually race their bikes on the exact same courses the professionals
fun.
Do.
That's exciting.
And so, and the kids' bike race starts at 2:10.
Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon, right.
Well, that's a good time for families, I think. You're always looking for something fun to do Sunday afternoon, and so that works right in, I'm sure, with a lot of the families' availability, and it's just convenient that way.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great time. And any child that's entered to do the kids' bike rodeo or the kids' bike race is also put in a drawing to win a Trek bike from Landis Cyclery. So
wow.
It's always, that always adds another little level of excitement for the kids. Someone will be walking home or riding home on a new Trek bike from Landis Cyclery.
Oh, they're the best, Trek and Landis. Thank you for being a sponsor of this. You also mentioned that you're going to have a hand cycle event this year. Tell us what that is.
Yes, for the first year, we were contacted by the Paralyzed Veterans Racing Team. It's a national level racing team. They're actually recognized with the U.S. Olympic Committee. And so they were interested in possibly having us promote a hand cycle event for their team and for other participants in that do hand cycle racing. And so it was one of the easiest decisions I've ever made as a promoter. I mean, these guys are athletes, just like the professional men and women are athletes on upright bikes. And so it's just really exciting to be working with the Paralyzed Veterans Racing Team. And also, we were able to get another organization, Ride 430, to help us with the logistics of the hand chairs event. So we'll have a lot of people from Ride 430 out supporting the hand cycle race as well.
And what is that, Ride 430?
It's a nonprofit organization that just does, they have a ride each year. They raise money to try and promote cycling for able-bodied veterans. They're a group of people that just love cycling, and so they do all they can to they buy bikes for veterans because they are very expensive. They just do a lot of different things for cycling and for veterans.
That's very admirable. What day and time is that going to be at?
They're doing a category just like I said, the professional men or professional women. So they're racing all 3 days.
Oh my.
They're doing the time trial, the road race, and the criterium. The road race, they're doing 2 laps, so they'll be doing, I believe it's 32 miles of the road race, and their criterium is 15 kilometers, and then the criterium on Sunday is 30 minutes. So they're, you know, it's just another category that we added. We're not really treating them special or anything. As
yeah.
I said, these guys are guys and ladies, are athletes just like anyone else that competes at a very, very high level. And so we're just really excited to be able to offer them the opportunity to get out and race their bikes.
How did you get involved in all this? Back up and tell us how you got started in the racing world here, in the bike world.
Well, I met my wife, Melissa. She was doing triathlons back in the day. And so she got me into cycling. And then I met some friends that were racing bikes at the time. And I've always been pretty competitive. So that was really attractive for me to just do more than just ride a bike, to actually race. And so that was back in 1990. And 1995, I joined the White Mountain Road Club, which is the sponsor, the promoter of this race. And I've been with them ever since. And so we have a wonderful club, a wonderful organization. This is an all-volunteer event. So it's our club members that are out there, working the race, being the ambassadors for the race and making sure everyone is safe and everyone has a great time. So
you worked your way up to president.
Yeah, I did. but it is really, like I said, we have a great team. We just had our meeting on Monday night, and we're just really, really looking forward to the 23rd annual.
So what are you, a group of riding enthusiasts, bike crazies? That's basically what you are?
You could call us that, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, some of us race, some of us just ride for the fun of it. And, it's just a great group. And so if anyone's looking to get more into cycling or bike racing, they're welcome to look up www.wmrc.org. We have all different, and all the race information is on our webpage as well. So they can find anything they want on that webpage.
Where are you out of, mostly Phoenix or Phoenix area?
Yes, we're a local Phoenix club where we do have riders from down in Tucson as well. But Landis Cyclery has 4 locations in the valley. And so we mainly are a local Phoenix area club.
How long have you had this event? I think you just said...
This is the 23rd annual John Early years. Memorial. Yes. So it started before I was a member of the club.
Who was John Early?
John Early was one of the founding members of WMRC. It was a club that actually started, obviously, in the White Mountains. He was approached by a few gentlemen, and they decided back in, I guess this would be, I'm trying to figure out, probably the 1990s, early 1990s, and or even before then. And so they started the club in the White Mountains, and then the first thing they did was to try and get Landis Cyclery on board as one of the sponsors, and they've gradually moved down to the Phoenix Valley area.
Have you ever biked in the White Mountains?
Oh, yes, I have. It's fabulous.
And how far up are they, roughly, to if you want to take a drive and go bike in the White Mountains?
I mean, you could start in Payson, even if you want, so it's a pretty short drive. Mm-hmm. Or you can go up to Heber or Pine Top, any of those areas. It's obviously beautiful. Now, I wouldn't recommend it right now, but during the summers to get out of the heat.
Do you have kids? Do they bike, too?
No, I don't have any kids.
But you've got Melissa.
Yes, I do.
And is she still biking?
Of course she is. Yes, she raced as well for a number of years, and she doesn't race now, but she has a great group of friends that she rides with on the weekends, and so, yeah, she still enjoys cycling a lot.
Did you get other family members into this at all?
My mother actually comes out every year from Minnesota, that's where I'm originally from, to help promote a race that we put on, and she really looks forward to doing that.
Oh,
and
yeah, so, I'm from Wisconsin, so us Midwesterners like the events out here this time of year.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And what are some of the other events that you do during the year? Do you do anything else? Do you have any programs going on the rest of the year? What do you do in your road club when you're not doing this race on this weekend?
Well, we try and get out as much as we can, but actually our club promotes more races than any other club in Arizona. And so we promote another race in the first weekend in March, and that is the Arizona Senior Olympics. And so it's for people, men and women, 50 years and older. It's part of the whole Senior Olympics organization. And this is the cycling event. They have a time trial and a road race down on Pecos Road.
We'll have to get you back to talk about that. That sounds interesting, too.
I will. I would love to be back in here to talk about that, or we can have... the guy that promotes it, Mr. Eric Pronier.
Okay. Something for seniors to think about, though.
Yes, yes. It's it's amazing that these people. I mean, we have seniors racing Valley of the Sun, but this is a senior specific event, and so there's you have the same people coming back year after year. I mean, I'm not sure. Like I said, Eric would have a lot more information on that, but he. People 70s, 80s. I mean, it's amazing that they come back year after year and they just love the Arizona Senior Olympics.
But back to this race coming up. This is called the Valley of the Sun Race. It is Valentine's Day weekend, February 13th through the 15th. It's stepping off again where?
Starts on Friday. We actually have packet pickup Thursday night at Landis Cyclery at Rural and Warner. And then so Thursday night, we start things rolling. Friday morning, we're out at Sun Valley Parkway in Buckeye for the time trial, the Landis Cyclery Trek time trial. Saturday, we are down in Casa Grande for the Safeco Insurance Parish Agency road race. And then Sunday in downtown Phoenix to cap it all off with the Jordan Bischoff and Heiser Arizona State Capitol Criterium.
And that's an especially family-friendly day, I should think, Sunday right down in Phoenix.
So. Yes, very family-friendly. We have food vendors down there. We have, the kids' events for the Bike Rodeo and Safety Clinic promoted by the Phoenix Police Department and the Safe Kids Coalition. And that goes from 11 to 1:30, and then the kids' bike race starts at 2 o'clock.
Now, I want you to slowly give me that website.
Okay. It's just the simple way is wmrc.org.
Because that's White Mountain Road Club.
Exactly.
WMRC, White Mountain Road Club. And you'll have all the information about this race and all the other races coming up?
Yes, it should be very user-friendly. Hopefully people can find the race information. And it has the kids' race information. All everything you need to know about this race, you should be able to find on our webpage.
What do you have to say to someone who's maybe never gotten involved in racing or biking? And, you know, what kind of encouragement can you give them, especially in our Arizona state here?
Well, I mean, if you're just riding socially and casually, it's just something else to test yourself a little bit, if that's the kind of person you are. I mean, some people just like, you know, just are a little more casual and they're not that into competition. But if you like pushing yourself a little bit and testing yourself and seeing maybe where you stack up against people your age or you know, your ability level, then I would say come out and give it a try. I mean, this is the biggest race. Like I said, it's one of the biggest races in the nation. We typically have between 700 and 800 racers of all different categories. There's a category for nearly everyone from 9 years old to 60 or 70 years old. And so if that's something that sounds like it's interesting to you, I would say give it a try. Look us up and come out.
And at least come out and watch, maybe volunteer, get on that website again, www.wmrc.org.
Org. Okay. Yes.
Well, Brian Lemke, president of the White Road or White Mountain Road Club and the head of this big Valley of the Sun race coming up, thank you so much for joining us. Wish you the very best. It's just a great event. Thank you for bringing it to our area. Thank you for coming to speak with us. Come back and tell us about the other events, because now that we've gotten to know you, we're going to be anxious to keep up. And again, thank you so much. God bless, because, you know, it's a wonderful event. You're doing things for veterans. You're getting people out there, getting them healthy and getting them, you know, competing against yourself, really, is, I think, what a race is all about, just to see what you can do and stretch yourself. So that's all good. It's good.
Yes, there's so many distractions in the world these days. And so I think that riding your bike is just really a huge relief, whatever level you do it at, if it's racing or if it's just getting out and riding around in your neighborhood. I mean, just riding a bike, it's, I think, one of the best things that anyone can do for themselves.
Well, thank you again, Brian Lemke. Very good luck to you, and come back again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You've been listening to Valley Focus, a presentation of Hubbard Broadcasting, LLC. Email us, valleyfocus@yahoo.com.